Instead of sports, we got Roku City.
Yeah, I couldn't find anything. If you want, I can put some on in the background.
No, we don't have to do that.
Yeah, Roku City looks nice.
Yeah, it's very purple.
Hold up, wait a minute. No, it doesn't.
There's a volcano.
This volcano is an alien invasion.
Giant robots.
Yeah. There's that little island.
Roku City's really gone to shit.
Yeah.
The property values are.
Well, it just looks like. It looks like just that. That's what Windsor sees at. Detroit. So like we're on Windsor's side right now, and then they see just like a burning city.
Gotta say, I've been to Windsor. It's pretty nice.
Is it nice?
Yeah,
I've been there. It seems fine, you know. It's nothing special.
It's really just an it's like an extension of Detroit. Like I feel like it's one big city with different currencies.
Yeah, and they're building that new bridge.
Oh, are they?
A new bridge.
Wow.
Anyway,
yeah. It's chilly out now. I feel like the last time we recorded, it was still one of those days where it was like pushing 80.
Yeah. Well, it seems like it switched like 2 days ago.
Yeah. 2 days ago, it was like 80, and then now it's...
Boom, cold. Yeah. Now it's actually, I got to put on a coat and stuff.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. I feel like in years prior, I've been very bad about like doing activities, like seasonal appropriate activities. And this year I feel like I've really been like, I've watched a shitload of like spooky movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have everything going on like every weekend now. Like I'm going to my high school homecoming game.
Fuck yeah.
We're taking a trip to Traverse City. Like we're doing all the shit.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's the time to do it. That's fun.
Just taking spooky inventory.
Yeah. But it is nice to have like one weekend day when you're just like kind of chilling though.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's what we've been doing.
Or one weekend.
Got the slider door open.
Yeah.
Playing like Lo-Fi Girl on YouTube. Are you familiar with that?
No.
It's like one of those like Lo-Fi chill beats to relax study kind of things. But they have a special one now where it's spooky. So it's got like, it sounds kind of silly, but it's just like,
it's just like 24 hours.
Yeah,
of that
it's just like a live YouTube channel that just goes.
And you're just sitting in your house listening to that?
We keep it on the background.
Okay. While you're.
Yeah. I do living. Come from a household that is like TV on constantly.
Okay.
Like at my parents' place, you go over there, it's like sports or game show network.
Yeah.
Or local news. Like those three things are on. Like they do not shut that TV off ever.
That's how I foresee my... I'm a TV guy and I come from a non-TV-oriented house. But I just like the ambient noise of just like conversation. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. TV on.
Yeah.
I'm declaring it.
Taking the stance.
I'm declaring it. I like it. But yeah, things have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Things have happened in Vegas.
Oh, yes.
Do you want to talk about that? Because that's cool music related, too.
That is true, yeah. I watched some footage of this earlier today. I saw initial...
right.
Like, here's my question.
Yes.
Do people shit on YouTube just because of the iPhone thing from, like, 12 years ago?
Yeah, so that's a bad look. The iPhone thing. I think there's a few things.
But it's like everything they do now, there's just people that are instantly, no matter how cool or interesting it is, will just shit on it.
Yeah, I think they've been a band that's been pooped on always because I think Bono can come across as an unlikable guy.
Yeah.
But and then for our age group, the iPhone thing was just bizarre. And I think they fired their creative manager. Like, the band's so big, they have like a creative manager for all that stuff. They fired him because that was such a, because I went, it's so still on my phone. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. That was a bad look. And yeah, I mean, I think they just, in like the 90s and 80s, they were just a really big band, and they were doing the, Bono was creating his foundations and whatnot.
Yeah.
He was just like all up in everybody's faces, and that turned a lot of people off.
Was he made fun of on South Park?
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's sort of a kiss of death, where it's like, like, you know, Kanye West with the
fish sticks,
the fish sticks, the gay fish. I'm not a gay fish.
Yeah, right.
It's just like, if you are any sort of like philanthropic, like, dude who's like in people's faces about stuff, like, South Park's going to call you gay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what they made fun of. It was probably something for, he's like wearing his glasses. Yeah, and
it's very iconic.
Yeah. Cause he has glaucoma.
Is that why?
Yeah. So like, he says if you take like a picture with the flash on and he doesn't have sunglasses on, he'll see that flash for like the entire day.
Oh my God. Like,
so there's a utility reason behind it's not just to like look
What's he doing in that sphere?
Yeah, right.
He's in danger.
They must have given him some sort of like colorblind pills or something.
Like he's just seeing like the 2001 A Space Odyssey, just like
Yeah. they brought his body double on or something. Yeah. That's hilarious.
His Uday. Yeah, whoever that guy was.
Right. No, but I think that's the main reasons why people don't like U2. I mean, also their music is, it's like borderline, I think they even say that it's like, they make like gospel music too. So the lyrical content and themes can be off-putting for some people, and I think they'll shit on it for that.
Yeah.
Is it with or without you?
They're not a Christian band, are they?
I think they just might even straight up be. I think that's like what I'm saying.
Interesting.
Not all their, but yeah.
They're probably like spiritual, I guess.
Yeah, but yeah. Mm. Yeah, so I think that's another reason why. But all that being said,
yeah,
I'm a fan because they've got some good stuff. Their first couple albums, I think, are very good. I think they started off pretty politically driven.
Yeah.
They have a song called like I Threw a Brick Through a Window.
Right.
And that's, I think it's on their October album, and it's good. And it's just, they've had the same lineup for
Bono, The Edge,
Adam Clayton and Larry Mullen Jr.
Damn, you know their names.
Yeah. They've been on, and that was the big controversial thing, is because like Larry Mullen Jr. is the drummer and he's not in the sphere. They had to bring someone else in because he had back surgery from something.
Oh.
And all the old heads were like, this isn't U2 anymore.
Damn.
I'm like, eh, you know, but the drum beats, like, you've heard Sunday Bloody Sunday. That's a great song.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, the intro drums.
Yeah.
Super dope on that.
Let me pull that up. Yeah, I tried to watch, I looked it up on YouTube, the Sphere concert.
Yeah.
And there was one that I think was like the full concert, but it was like blocked in my region. Oh, for whatever reason.
The VPN to Indonesia or something.
Yeah, I think I have like a shitty like free VPN that I was trying to use and like, I don't know, I tried refreshing the page and it didn't work.
Yeah.
But there was like a 20 minute, like the first 20 minutes. And I think it was like some dude like just filming with his phone.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was in Chicago a few weeks ago, we did like a planetarium thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a spherical like theater that we were in, and it was like a kind of like a cosmos type thing, where it was like, here's the pale blue dot.
Yep.
This galaxy is in a cluster of galaxies and it was like Tom Hanks, but yep. It was like, you know, those like curved monitors, so like we were sitting in our seats kind of leaned back and you could just look around and see, and it was like, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, no, they've got one at the museum downtown.
Yeah. Don't they do like Dark Side of the Moon?
Yep. Yeah.
Or do they do The Wall as well? I feel like those are like the two albums that they do.
They might, yeah.
All right, here's.
But like, this is older. Oh. Yep. Mm-hmm. So So yeah, this is all like Irish political music.
Probably not fans of old Maggie Thatcher.
Probably not. But I mean, I also think their albums are produced very well. There's We can be as one tonight.
Yeah, is all of their music is like anthemic, like is that? Like it just feels very like
pretty much, and that's why I think the Sphere works so well for them.
Yeah.
Because they can do the arena stuff. I think there are some most bands I listen to, I don't want to see in an arena.
Yeah.
U2 is a band that I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
If it's like an enclosed space, if I'm seeing it, if they like played in my living room and it was like Bono, because he has such a loud, powerful voice, exactly. I'd be like, whoa, like, dude.
He's like, I'm not singing to you individually.
Yeah, he's like, I'm singing to the, like, the literal choir.
And I can only sing to the choir.
Yeah. So I think that's why, because of the demographic, I think people will pay money, older people, to go see the band that they listened to in the 80s.
Right.
And that they just make music for a large sing-along, just like...
Right.
And I think there's some bands, like, what bands would you want to see at the Sphere? Like, if you could see a band at the Sphere, what are you buying a ticket to?
I mean...
Like, what's a bigger an arena band that you'd see?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's only like a few bands that are up to that caliber even.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, like we mentioned Pink Floyd for like the Laser Light Show. I feel like they would do well. But
that was one on my list.
That's not happening anytime soon.
No, yeah. But just like if you could.
Ideally, yeah.
Yeah. I think Pink Floyd. I was thinking about this too. I think maybe Pearl Jam wouldn't be bad.
Yeah.
I'd see them in like a medium-sized venue, but I could also see them performing well in... I mean, they only do arenas at this point, so maybe I'm so used to seeing them in that. But I mean,
If Prince was still alive, I think Prince would
be a good one.
You could do a lot with like the screens. Like you could literally make it Purple Rain. You know?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff. Yeah, that was another tweet that I sent you. It was like people were like, these satanic pedophiles are doing it out in the open. Because one of the songs that I was watching, there were like words flashing on the screen. Mm-hmm. And it was like, your social media is the Antichrist. Like you are divided. Like, you know, very like almost like They Live style, like very quick propaganda buzzwords. But people were taking things like completely out of context, and it was just like U2 with huge screens behind them that said Antichrist, and they're just like they're doing it out in the open.
Yeah, no, that's funny. I mean, I can't wait. Yeah, for like the first, what was his name, like Travis Scott? Isn't he like a big pusher of like demonic symbols? That's gonna be sick.
And then a bunch of people died at like his concert, Astroworld.
But
I watched the Travis Scott concert in Fortnite.
Oh, tell me about it. I didn't know. Like, it's he had his own thing in Fortnite?
Yeah.
And you could like stampede over people?
Yeah, the timing was wrong.
Yeah.
I think it was like a scheduled event. So like you could be in the middle of like a lobby, just in the middle of a game.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think all of like your weapons were basically disabled. Like you couldn't like kill anybody. And then there was just like a giant Travis Scott walking around on the island, and I think they added like a zero G effect, so if like you got too close to him, he would like his leg would like kick you and you'd go flying up in the air and you'd just like float around.
And this is with other people.
Yeah.
So what if you got in the game and you're like, I'm ready to kill some mofos, and then your gun is disabled? You have to attend.
Yeah.
Damn.
Or just shut your computer off, I guess. just a giant ass Travis Scott walking around.
That's cool. That's crazy. I wonder who made money, Travis Scott or Fortnite.
Everybody made money. Gotta be.
Yeah. Dumb question. The first gaming tournament in the Sphere could be crazy. Here's the thing. I'm very pro Sphere. I think it's super dope.
This is the same thing that people have been posting. Like there's exterior shots of it, and they put like emojis on it and shit.
Yeah. I think it's, I think it goes like us building fire.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Language, alphabet, Coliseum.
Sphere.
Yeah. Or maybe McDonald's before Sphere.
Maybe McDonald's. The Big Mac.
So good.
Yeah. Big Mac's up there and then Sphere.
It's so cool. Like if they, another, like this is a common trope on the internet. Imagine throwing like a little Neanderthal boy in the Sphere. Just explode.
He'd get a nosebleed and just die. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Or I've seen people like, yeah, I got up in the morning from my hotel in Vegas and looked out the window, and there's like an emoji like staring at them.
Just goatsy.
Yeah.
Just something.
Possibilities.
Yeah, no. I mean, when that thing's hacked.
Or someone gets on like chat roulette.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
just
yeah.
Like a huge old dude beating off.
Yeah, no, I mean, when that's hacked, it's gonna be a shock for the elders of Las Vegas.
Lemon party on the right. Sunrise.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I think it's cool. I didn't see too many people like ripping on it. It was mostly people saying like, of all the bands, why U2? And then you look and they're like born in 2003.
Yeah, it's
like you gotta understand they're not making it for you.
Yeah,
and I think they're doing a residency there. They're doing like 2 weeks every day.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So you can go see your David Copperfield, U2, some sort of, Frank Sinatra clone bot that they have, and you're living the life.
It's Frank Sinatra hologram.
Yeah. It's, fly me to the sphere.
Yeah, with AI generated.
Yeah.
Performing new material.
Right, and it's just all like emoji buzzwords and stuff.
Uh-huh. She had the riz, you know. Whoa. Well, speaking of getting hacked.
And rizzed up.
Hacked. Hacked in maybe two senses. I think hacked physically, as in this guy's probably dead, but hacked internet, Lord Miles.
Yeah, because I didn't know about this guy till we talked about it like a few months ago, and I went and I followed the account.
Yeah,
because I had no idea.
It was an incredible follow.
A bizarre turn of events because his captors are just tweeting daily.
Yeah.
At this point.
Well, I followed the Taliban on Twitter.
Yeah. Is that a real one or is that fake? I can't tell.
It has 54.2K followers. Right. This is Taliban Public Relations Department commentary. I think it's legit, which they were posting some really funny stuff.
Right, because I saw some like pretty goofy things. I'm like, I don't want to get caught looking like a doofus, but it could be real. I mean, I think they're the established government over there.
It's but they are like reply guys.
Yes.
Like they will reply to everybody.
Yes, yeah.
And there was like one tweet that's like, please do not say these things to us. Mm-hmm. And it's basically like, do not be horny to us because yeah, there's one right here. Afghans men are very good looking. And then then Taliban replied, please behave yourself.
See, that's funny. So yeah, this Miles guy, his captors, they're just,
he's like a danger tourist, as I think. He's a YouTuber.
So he went there and they just like captured him because he was suspicious to them. He may not even be in suspicious.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're going to Taliban controlled Afghanistan with a camera just, and like in like poking people
he's
and
walking
like,
around like yeah, a selfie like, stick.
He's like tapping them on their left shoulder and being on their right shoulder.
Like, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, and then they're like, lock him up.
Witchcraft.
Yeah, so he's under he's in their custody
allegedly if he's still alive,
and they keep saying that they're gonna release proof of life.
It's always like 2 weeks. Wait, yeah. 2 weeks and we'll have proof.
What,
for you,
what is that about?
Like, it's
what,
so easy to take a phone picture with
your
phone.
But like, and people are like, why can't you? They're like, there are circumstances that you can't understand until you see, and then you'll say, ah, now I know. And it's like, what could it be? Are they reconstructing every little bit of his body that's been torn up? Like,
yeah, we're waiting for the bruises to heal.
Because I think he's either alive, he's dead,
yeah,
or he's just fucking around the account. Is that possible? Do you think he could be the guy?
Well, he got his Patreon shut down.
Right.
Which made me laugh very hard.
Because they're like, please, please help us get this back. Like,
yeah, and it's
Lord
like,
Miles needs this money.
If you're a patron, like send the money directly to us.
Yes.
It's
yes.
like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, no, this is Schrodinger's Lord Miles.
Yeah. Because like I looked him up on YouTube, and yeah, he hasn't posted in like 9 months.
It's weird that like the British government doesn't come out and say, is he like too much of like a low level, like he's not important? Like, I don't know. I feel like there's some traction.
Yeah.
Why can't, I'm sure they have intel if he's alive or not.
Right. Yeah. I wonder if he's going to be like exchanged for like, it's like, hey, we want some of our prisoners released. So,
yeah, maybe that's the proof of life. They're like, we needed this deal to go through so we could get our fighting brothers back. And then they just release him. He has no hands or something. I don't know. But, oh, that must suck. But then they say that he has servants over there and he's going out to the market.
He's got an Xbox.
If that's true, maybe not horrible.
There's like pictures of like members of the Taliban with his book. And I think they say they like him because he's a goofy guy.
I mean, the pictures, like the last photo of him with the guys, looks like a fun group of guys.
Yeah.
Although they're just all holding fully automatic AK-47s.
Yeah, in every photo.
Yeah. But they're like young.
Here's the tweet. Dear sisters, some of you are getting carried away and misunderstanding my intentions. We kindly request that you avoid using the following words when interacting with me. This is the Taliban account.
Yes, of course.
Love you, Masood. 3 X's. XOXO. You are so nice. You are so handsome. Please flog me. Oh, here at the public relations department, we have a relaxed and friendly approach to public relations, but these words under an official account are highly inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, love you, Baha'i. And then they replied, please behave yourself. What did I just say?
How does that work? Do you seize control of the government and then you just start taking money from industries and like how does it even
Other people have speculated that it's like it could be the Taliban or it could just be like a random warlord who has him,
right?
Like the way that it is over there, because like Joseph Robinette Biden, mm-hmm. like basically he pulled us out,
right?
And as soon as we got pulled out, like the Taliban immediately took over.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, I don't know. They must. I mean, it's we've talked about it with ISIS too. It's just funny to think of these places with like PR departments,
right?
Like social media managers who
right.
like, create like, content.
Yeah, they're interviewing for like people to do that, which makes because there's what's happening in like Myanmar, which is similar, where they're like a military junta took over.
Yeah.
But it's like not funny because they don't have that. And it's just like,
there's no quirky Twitter.
Yeah,
accounts.
No, it's just like a full, like they're like burning families in their thatch Christ. Houses. It's like horrible, but like, there's no, you can't. Yeah. They're not replying. Cause they're, it's just like, yeah. But yeah, hopefully he's released soon.
There's something about a gold mine. Like he's gonna get released, but he wants to invest in like a gold mining business over there. It's all very convoluted and strange.
Yeah, he's like, is this what this YouTuber wants to do? He's yeah. getting into minerals now. He's starting the new Afghan rail trading company. It's like
yeah.
He's like, we will release Lord Miles if we have a trans-Afghan railroad that delivers these organic materials. It's just like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
But could be.
Just a goofy guy.
Yeah. What's up in music news? Or I guess not music news. We could talk Killers of the Flower Moon briefly.
Oh, yeah.
That looks dope. But before that, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
This is a belief I have.
Okay.
And I have a lot of beliefs people don't believe. I think you could live off milk indefinitely forever. Like if you just had 2% whole milk.
Like it covers basically.
Yeah.
You would not be happy. You could, I think.
part of me feels like I would be. I love milk, but I haven't looked into the nutrients. I haven't looked into
diarrhea after a while.
I haven't looked into anything, but I just feel like milk is like thick enough where now, it could be food.
Would you be able to change that milk into like, would you be, you know, theoretically you'd have tools available to you. Would you like convert it to like a cheese type product or like a, like could you manipulate the milk to become other dairy products?
I'd say the most manipulation would be temperature. So you could freeze it or microwave it.
Okay.
You can't boil it.
Can't boil it.
No, you could boil it for steamed milk.
Steamed milk. Yeah.
But yeah, that's something I fully believe.
Are you willing to put that belief to the test?
No, because I live in a place where I can just get whatever food I want.
And yeah, true.
It's so lit. But that's my like one food on a desert island, because there's got to be some water in it, right?
Right, yeah.
And it's, like I said, this is just a pure consistency. It's consistent enough to be like a Soylent Green, like a, it's a food water.
Yeah, I do think milk would probably cover most of your dietary needs
forever,
but you would be just diarrhea'd out.
You'd be jacked, I think. I don't know. I don't know where this came from, but I did.
I like where your head's at.
I did.
When I was a kid, we only got the skim milk.
Oh, gross, disgusting.
It was so, like, ugh. I remember going to like a friend's house and like staying overnight, and then like the next morning, like having breakfast. And they were like a 2% milk family.
Yeah.
And I was like, I could have been having this the whole time.
Oh, really? You liked it? Because some people hate
2% whole milk. Rules.
I love it. Yeah. I was a vitamin D 2% milk boy. I'll still get it sometimes and I'll pump a glass in me. It's because, yeah, it's nice if you can pour a little bit in your coffee.
Yeah.
Milk is just like that sweet nectar. That's like what our ancestors, that was like the Ferrero Rocher chocolate or whatever of
I'm like, following the analogy
of
now.
Like the 1300s.
It was a delicacy.
Maybe. Anyway, Killers of the Flower Moon.
I feel like I had more stuff to say about milk.
I mean, I could go on. Again, this is all just made up. There's no basis.
Yeah.
But I don't, I believe that if you truly believe something, you don't even need to have proof of it.
Yeah.
That's what I think G.K. Chesterton said.
Who is that?
I think he's some sort of philosopher guy, but I think the right wing will use his stuff too.
Oh, he's one of those guys.
But he's like old.
Oh, no, that's what I remember a few years ago. There was like this group of libertarians that were like anti like regulations and they drank a bunch of like unpasteurized milk to like prove a point.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all just got very sick.
Yeah.
Like they felt like shit.
Straight from the udder.
Yeah. Like
just there's like, yeah. Because there's probably worms and microbials in there.
Well, I don't think we're supposed to drink milk.
That's what they'll tell you.
That's, yeah.
But what I'll tell you.
The anti-milk lobby is getting to me.
Yeah. That what I'll tell you is we are supposed to drink milk.
Again.
Period. End of story. But there's milking in my family. My mom's side has a
gotta be a better way to phrase that.
Has a full dairy farm.
Oh, okay.
You probably drank their milk around here. They just provide to like, it's a Country Fresh. Is that a milk brand?
Oh yeah.
I mean that's a big corporation that just gets milk from a bunch of farmers. But they just have a farm. It's not a big farm.
Oh, okay.
They do have cows hooked up to like what looks like the Matrix machines, you know?
Yeah, probably feels like that too.
Yeah, just smells like poo. But I've never seen them mistreated, the cows. Because
on a large scale, I feel like it's hellish. But like on small scale farms, cows probably get to chill.
Yeah, I mean they go and they stand. They're standing. They're standing, and then they do have their little shacks if it rains or whatnot, like plastic sheds. But then they'll bring in the mothers and hook them up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of like dirty, but
they have like that little window in the side of them. Have you seen that before?
Mm-mm.
There was like, I think I don't know what, if it was like when I was in elementary school, hold on. I went somewhere to like a dairy farm and they have like a window inside the cow's stomach to see inside.
Oh, really?
It's weird.
Oh, and of course, the cow.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, it doesn't hurt the cow.
Yeah. You ever seen a MF or give birth to a cow when they reach in there?
Yeah, because at the county fair in my hometown, they have like the miracle of birth tent.
Oh, God.
And yeah, you can watch either a cow or a goat or some sort
of... Up to your elbow, they're in that.
Yeah, and then you just watch it like...
It's crazy. Out. Yeah. No.
This is like a whole cow, like fully formed, like...
Like, I know, bro. It's like thinking in there.
Yeah.
It's already done kindergarten at that point. It's... Yeah. We would be a dairy podcast.
Yeah, that'd be
I like cheese. I like milk.
Ice cream, yogurt, cottage cheese.
Ice cream. I've been
sour cream.
Ice creaming this summer.
Oh,
I usually don't have a lot of ice cream, but I've been getting it a lot, and it is so good.
I'll get a pint of Ben and Jerry's when I'm really getting a hankering.
And I'm just like a dumb honky. Like I just get vanilla ice cream, and that's just so good to me.
It is.
I'm like an old World War II vet who just like,
yeah,
vanilla cone. And then I'll just sit on the bench and just eat it.
Yeah. My dad is very traditional in that way where it's like vanilla or chocolate. That's really it.
Yeah.
Soft serve.
Yeah. We occasionally do vanilla ice cream after this is when I was a child, and then pour coffee on it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. In a bowl. At one of my previous kitchen jobs, they had a ice cream maker type deal, and the chef would make brown butter ice cream. So it's like, have you ever had brown butter before?
I don't know. I've heard of it, but I don't know if I've had it.
It's basically like you cook butter almost to the point where it not burns, but it browns it, and it gives it a like almost nutty, like semi-sweet. It's like almost before like caramelization. But I put brown butter on my popcorn, and it's like fantastic.
Popcorn's also very good.
But yeah, he made brown butter ice cream, and then we would get French presses and like put a scoop of ice cream in the cup and then pour the French press over it. Probably like one of the best, like, I don't even want to call it like a latte, but like one of the best like coffee drinks I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah, that sounds killer. Just thinking about it.
The only other thing I had on here was like stand-up night and dollar store update, Dollar General update, because you sent me these.
I'll do a quick, when I say quick, we won't, because the milk thing wasn't as quick as I intended. So I live in a house apartment. It's like a house, you drive down the neighborhood, it looks pretty nice. Like just like there's a lot of families that live around here, and there's renters too, but there's an apartment building that is like government subsidized or maybe low income that you can't see here, but right next to it is a Dollar General. And the environment shift is bizarre. If you walk down, it's like one block this way and then half a block that way, there's a Dollar General. It's a classic windowless Dollar General. I go 4 or 5 times a week just to get like an iced tea, and they have like groceries there. So I wanted to pick up like an egg or something.
Individual eggs.
Yep.
Some milk, some dollar store milk.
I don't even trust that. But when I say it's the dirtiest parking lot I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It is the dirtiest parking lot I've ever seen in my life. Because they have these crates of cardboard, I guess. Yeah,
they probably have like a cardboard baler that like smushes it all down.
And then they put them in these crates and they don't pick them up for over a month.
So they just sit
and
back
and they just start it'll be the size of this room we're in.
Oh my God.
And they just keep going. And then the dumpster there, people use that around
like a community dumpster
as well as Dollar General. And if it fills up, or even if it doesn't fill up, they'll just throw things near the dumpster. I was there the other day, not joking, 10 feet radius
Jesus
of the
Christ.
Dumpster was just garbage. And every time I walk past, I send a picture. I'm like, dollar store update, because it is.
It looks like a tornado swept through. Yeah,
it's so crazy. And it looked like someone was like living. There was like clothes, and there was a whole Little Caesars company hats were there, like five of them. I was like, what the hell? But yeah, it's just extremely dirty. But I love Dollar General. It has everything I need. They don't really restock. They went 2 months without restocking any of the sodas.
Oh.
So it was just like Diet Mountain Dew. And every time I go in there, I'm like, do you guys run a restock? They're like, maybe. They just don't. They're like, when the guy comes, I'm like, it's been a month. They're like, okay.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Glad you noticed.
But yeah, I mean, I get all my stuff there, washing detergent, paper towels. But it's just, it's a convenience store, but it is the lowest quality. But the workers are very nice. It's just dirty. It's so dirty. It's so dirty. Like, it's, yeah, on your way out, yeah, just go down the street, turn right.
Okay. I got to see it for myself.
And then it's right there. Like, it's a 2-minute walk, so.
I'll bring, whenever I come to record, I'll bring some trash bags, and when we're done, I'll just stop by and wing them over into the parking lot.
Yeah, or we can go and bring some trash bags over and pick through it and talk through what we see. Yeah, they'll do random security checks there, too.
Oh.
Which, they don't seem random, but they'll be like, please, it's like a security check where it's like, please be advised that we are watching you at all times. We have cameras in each aisle. And that usually happens when like a group of two dudes come in or something that look stereotypically, it's just like, know, the lady behind the counter like presses the button that just as a reminder. So it's like, it's pretty fucked up, but they usually got what I need.
Yeah. All right, and then, we gotta get out. Yeah, it's almost 2:15.
Okay. Should we do musics? What was the other thing we wanted to talk about?
The stand-up night.
Stand-up
night. This could just be, we could record about the album next time if you want.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about U2.
Yeah, we got some music stuff in there.
Oh, there's mostly music stuff. What are we talking about next? This is a form of
entertainment.
Oh, stand-up, yes. This is... Because we usually do a little movies, a little music.
Yeah, we kind of cover it all.
A little comedy. Painting. Watercolor.
Watercolors. Yeah, so you've mentioned this place to me before. you've kind of given me updates from various times you've gone. I think we've talked about it before. You talked about the kid who had the prop gun.
Oh, so bad.
No prop guns on the night that we went, which I guess was pretty nice. Yeah, so they don't usually do the whole like two comedians on stage kind of.
Yes, that heckling. Was. Yeah, so the setup was.
It's like Kill Tony.
Right, which I didn't know about till you said it. Then I looked it up and I'm like, oh, I've seen clips of this before. Yeah. I didn't. So set up like that, but every time, I'm not sure if this is the same there, but after every comic, the people did a shot of moonshine on stage, which progressively made them funnier till they reached a limit until they were just like not even paying attention.
Yeah. The one guy kept talking to like his wife who was in the back of the room.
Yeah. Like literally that was, he's like, ask my wife her body count. We're all like
you just point at her and like look. And
she's
then,
like, I'm the DD. That's why I'm here.
Yep.
He has a day job for sure. So it was interesting. I will say all of them were, you could hear what they were saying. Sometimes you get some people on stage who don't know how to be on stage.
Yeah.
So I thought that was good. That being said, a lot of the content wasn't great.
Yeah.
But it's so hard to do. It's not even like fun to just say it's not even right to say like it wasn't good because it's all amateur stuff.
It's like an open mic.
I felt uncomfortable sometimes.
Yeah.
I
don't want to give like too many details away. The grifter lady was, there's something about,
that was crazy.
There's something about like 50-year-old women who
pause.
Yeah. So
we'll end it there. No, go on.
Just like every comedy show I've been to, even ones that are like like higher build, like I'm paying to see a comic.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a table of like 50 plus year old women there,
mm-hmm,
that just feel the need to like talk and like respond to what the comedian, yeah, is saying, even to each other. Like,
yeah. And that specific,
but then I found out she was one of the comics. I was like, yeah, why are you doing that?
Yeah. And that specific person brought like a troop of people to laugh at her jokes, mm-hmm, loudly.
Yeah. That's always.
And yeah, it wasn't an audience interaction. And I think even the host said something. He was like,
oh,
he's like, keep in mind, like this isn't always like, you don't have to participate on every single punchline sort of, yeah, thing. Yeah. And that person's comedy didn't resonate with me. We were, yeah, very close to it.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to look. It was like a performance of,
yeah. I also feel like a lot of the comics like didn't really gel with the idea of like the two guys on stage talking to,
yeah,
him.
Like I don't even think they knew that was happening.
That might be it.
There's one girl, I think you stepped out for like the first minute of hers. But she was like, yeah, like, so you guys just sit up here and interrupt my jokes the whole time?
Oh, I think I caught some, yeah, of that.
And they're like, what? She's like, I don't really know how to do my set if you're just going to like say something after I say something. So yeah, I think a lot of them were kind of caught off guard. But the guys on stage who did do that were fun. The guy with the beard had some funny stuff sometimes. But yeah, just to quickly touch on the grift. So there was like a intro for this one person.
They put a QR code
and they put a QR code up and it was like, hey, this person broke their ankle and they can't work and they need some money. I'm like, that's a weird intro. And then the person gets on stage, no broken ankle.
Not even like a boot.
Not even a boot up there demonstrating sex acts.
Right.
And we're sitting front row. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Is this a joke? Like, and then that person had to leave early to go to another fundraiser.
A bar
to ask for more money for their broken foot.
Yeah.
It seemed weird.
And I get it, I guess. Like, medical bills suck. It's, mm-hmm, like really bad. I don't know.
Yeah, just don't pay them.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I told you, I had the collections agency call me for like 2 months straight, and then I finally paid one. It's $100. Like, not even a lot of money, right, for like a medical bill. And then another place started calling me. I'm like, I don't think I have anything. And I just did the same thing, but then they stopped calling. So I'm either going to get a court summons or I was getting scammed. So I don't know. I don't think... Again, I'm not a legal person, but if you don't pay that shit, doesn't it just kind of fuck up your credit score?
Yeah.
Mine's only gone up.
Damn.
I don't know.
Maybe you're onto something here.
Yeah. Again, I think I have to say I don't do it, but yeah.
Yeah. I think, yeah. And now that you say that, it does make sense that they probably didn't know that was happening, because like the riffage there was none.
You're right.
And I was just sitting there thinking like, man, you could have been like this, could have said this, could have said like interact with the guys on stage, because it's just like, I don't know, I do better bouncing off of other people, like,
yes,
saying things. You wouldn't know that by listening to this podcast, because I feel like I'm a little low T today. But
No, this is weekend. I don't expect anybody to be
this
doing
is a chill
anything.
Hang session.
Yeah, we're watching a Roku City TV. Like, I love the weekend. The weekend, you hear about the weekend, the show the dude had?
Oh, yes.
I didn't watch anything,
yes.
But I just saw people's responses to it. He was funny in it's Adam Sandler movie.
Uncut Gems.
Yeah. He's in it.
And it's made by the same guy who did Euphoria.
The show or Uncut Gems?
No, that show.
Yeah, did you watch it?
No.
I didn't either.
The Idol?
Yes, that was the name of it. I have no interest in Euphoria. I don't... this understand guy, the appeal.
This guy, well, it's Sydney Sweeney's tits.
Right.
That's right. I think that's like the appeal.
But it's also like everybody's.
But it's like a high school sex show.
Exactly. And it's like drugs, high school, and everybody's like hot. It's just like, I don't want to look at that.
Yeah,
please don't make me look at that.
And I think people are like starting to call out the guy who made it. It's like, hey, this is like the second show you've made
where it's just like pervy.
Hot teenagers doing like sex and drugs.
Yeah, it's gonna like that was bring it back to One Tree Hill. So that show, not nearly as like promiscuous as this, but the creator director ended up getting fired, or he's like blacklisted because a lot of the young actresses were like, we
do not feel comfortable around this guy.
He just make us do stuff and we're like supposed to be high schoolers. Oh. And he's like, now you guys kiss and you're in the hot tub and like, it just like, and I think it like went beyond that. But I just don't want to make up accusations.
Right. Or some real Dan Schneider type shit.
Yeah. But one of the actresses just came out with like a autobiography and she was in that Nixium cult.
Oh, is that the girl from Smallville?
You're thinking of Nikki Klein, maybe?
Maybe.
She is an advocate for the cult, even though she got out of it. Oh, okay. She was saying because the guy who, I forgot his name, but there's another girl who was in it and said, it was bad.
Yeah.
And she got a part because they started these kids so young and then they put them in these shows where they dramatize high school. And it's not really like that. Like,
oh, no, absolutely not.
I mean, there's some truth sometimes, but it's not. Euphoria is like, they're like doing like needle drugs in like fifth grade. And they're like, make sure like my dad also gets his part. It's just like, what? Like, I just think that stuff is so uninteresting. Same with Succession.
Oh, I do like Succession.
I haven't seen it only because I don't have much interest in just looking at like annoying rich people be annoying. So like,
well, then maybe that is not the show for you.
Maybe I've said that, but I'm sure it's good and I'm sure I would like it.
Yeah.
But it's just getting past that initial.
It's also a show that if you're not a fan of like cringe, uncomfortable stuff, there's a lot of that.
Okay. Which I don't mind as long as I'm watching it on my TV. If I'm there in person.
Yeah.
If I'm at like a bad local play, I can't do it.
Succession is, I really liked it. It's done too. So you could like
pump through it
and not have to wait. Damn it. I have more Mad Men shit. We didn't even get to it.
We can do it. What time is it? It's, I just, I can go on longer. I have a barbecue.
Oh, gotcha.
With me and one other person, my dad, so he can wait.
Oh, okay.
It's not a.
Oh, okay. The other Matt. So we watched, it's the one where basically, is it Betty or Betsy? His wife. Betsy.
Betty.
But he calls her Bets. Anyway.
I'll look it up.
She's like finally kicked him out of the house.
Okay.
But there was this moment where he comes home and she's like confronting him and he's just like lying. Betty Draper.
Bets.
Mm-hmm. What do you want me to do, Bets? Where he's just like lying to her like through his teeth. And we were watching it and Chloe's like, wow, what a Gemini thing of him. And you know what? I looked it up. Don Draper is a Gemini.
There you go.
She totally called it.
No,
I was like, holy shit.
I get bombarded with the astrological
signs. I'm a Gemini too, so.
Gemini, that is it an animal?
Late May, early June, I think, is the window.
Okay, what is
I don't know. It's the twins. So I think like Gemini's, the negative connotation is that they're
two-faced. I'm a Sagittarius.
I don't know.
That's like the man horse with the bow and arrow.
Oh, damn. So you're cool.
Fucking dope. I think my birthstone's turquoise.
Oh, I think mine's emerald green. The Chaos Emerald, Sonic the Hedgehog, no big deal.
Okay. I think that was the first Pokemon game I beat. It was either that or Sapphire.
Oh,
but
I think Emerald, I don't think Emerald ever came out. That's the green one?
Yeah.
I thought it was Game Boy? I think it was only... No, Ruby and Sapphire are the Game Boy Advance ones. Well, there's Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow.
No, there's a green one.
I think it was unreleased or it was Japan only.
I might have been a little Japanese boy. I swear I had it.
You were drinking milk and you were playing Pokemon Emerald.
Yeah.
No one else on the street was.
So wait, what was she mad at Don about? What was he out just like...
Well,
like, I'm spending the night in the city.
It was the episode after Jimmy Barrett was like, they were at that party, mm-hmm. and Jimmy Barrett was like, look at Don, like talking to his wife. He's like, what do you think those two got up to? And she's like, I don't like your line of questioning. And then Jimmy basically convinces Betty that like Don's been having an affair. And so she finally confronts him about it. And he just like will not. He won't admit to anything about it. Mm-hmm. And there's like sequences of her like breaking into his file cabinet at the house when he's like kicked out. And like she like pulls all of his suits out and is looking. She like can't. Like Don is very good at covering his tracks.
Yeah.
Like she cannot find anything and it's driving her crazy.
Yeah. Well,
she needs proof.
Yeah. And like the first few episodes, he has all those. He just has a stack of white shirts in his. Drawer at work, because he'll come in, spend the night in the city, even whatever that means, and then just change his shirt right there.
I think she was like even sniffing all of his shirts, like trying to find.
And she's like visibly upset about it too. She's like kind of like, I can't.
Yes.
So in what's Betty's like? What's she doing in her life at this point? Is she just kind of riding horses? Has she been fantasizing about the mailman? Has that happened?
No, haven't gotten to the mailman stuff.
Yeah, I mean that it's minor. But the Betty story progresses. I'm farther ahead than you. I'm not a big Betty fan.
Okay.
Mainly because I just don't like how she treats her kids.
Yeah. I don't know if we talked about it on the pod, but there was like that Twitter thing that was going around that was like, what's the scariest, like,
this sounds
like domestic violence situation you've ever seen on TV?
This. Yeah.
And it's the scene where Don like whips his son's like robot toy against the wall and storms out. And people were pointing out, and it was like, yeah, he did that because Betty wanted him to hit his kids.
Yeah. Because she was, Don, are you going to discipline him?
Yeah.
You're going to let him get away. She'll say things like, you're going to let him get away with
this. She was like calling him a wimp because he wasn't going to like smack his kids around.
And it just, for me, someone who doesn't understand that a kid isn't thinking the same as you or is like maliciously, I don't have kids. Maybe they are. But it's the same with like with me and like animals. Like they're pretty innocent. They might not do things you like, but
you're projecting onto them like thought and malice behind what they're doing.
Because I'm thinking if I'm a kid and I'm doing something, and I think I'm there's nothing, there's no bad intent behind it, and then my dad were to get really angry at me, I'd feel horrible.
Yeah.
Right.
And you're like, why are you mad? What did I do?
And if he doesn't want to do it and he's doing it for like, it just, that's bothersome to me. Same when I see people like scream at their dog. I'm like, it's a like, dog. Dude. It's stop. Like, I hate that.
The dog peed, got to rub his nose in it. I was like, he doesn't remember.
Yeah.
He does not remember that at all.
Yeah. Wild take. I'm an advocate for kids and animals.
Yeah.
So like, but once you're like an adult and you start saying stuff to hurt people, like then I'll say, don't do that.
Yeah.
Then I'll say, hey, don't do that.
Okay. The Mad Men episode is called 6 Month Leave. It was with the dude who pissed himself. There was a guy that worked for them and, Peggy and Pete had to cover for him because it was like this. They're about to have a meeting, and I think it was Fred Rumson.
I'm gonna look him up real quick.
I think it was this dude.
Yeah, but he has shorter hair, right?
Yeah, so it's like they were in his office about to have a meeting. He's like, of course, like every other character, like pours a glass of whiskey at like 9 a.m. And then he just, he freezes up and you watch the spot on his pants like get darker.
I don't remember this.
He like pisses himself.
Okay, yeah.
And they're like, okay, so you're staying in your office. And then Peggy and Pete go and like handle like the meeting that they're supposed to have.
Right. Because Peggy is like a junior copywriter at this point. Okay, yeah. And he's probably like the head copywriter. Or he's up there with,
And basically, I think Sterling or Cooper, one of them is just like, we have to like we'll give him 6 months leave, but really what we're like, read between the lines, we're like firing this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but that's the one where like, I think Don and Cooper are out and about, and like this is like Don doesn't want to talk to him about like Betty and like his marital problems.
Yeah.
And this is the one where they kind of have this conversation about life and just like, you know, do what you want, like you only have one life kind of thing. And then the next morning, Cooper's wife comes in and yells at Don because Don's speech about like living your life was what it took for him to like ask for a divorce from Mona or whatever.
Yeah.
And like she comes in and blames Don for that.
Okay. Oh, I was thinking. Yes. No, yeah. I was thinking of the, I get Cooper, Sterling confused because they have those two, the older guy and the younger guy have the same last name.
I think.
Or they have
Roger.
Roger Sterling.
Roger Sterling. Yeah. That's is Roger Sterling.
And it's like, what's the other guy's name? Like Bertram Cooper?
Yeah,
something
Bertram Cooper.
Okay.
He's out with Roger Sterling.
And yes.
He is just like, yeah, man, you know, it's we got one life. Yeah,
and that is Don's philosophy throughout the whole thing. He'll say things like, you're not guaranteed tomorrow. You know, like, just like, you, why not live in the pleasures of life? Like,
he just thinks in marketing schemes.
Yeah, and phrases. He's a slogan guy. But yeah, I mean, what's his face? Roger's funny. He's a very funny character. So he is divorcing his Mona, wife.
Yeah.
It for somebody else, or is he just, he's just,
I think he's just, whatever Don said was enough for him to be like, yep, this has been a loveless marriage for a long time. Yeah. So finally got the stones to do it.
Yeah. Oh, there's so much for you to see. You gotta do one episode a day.
I know. We've been watching Futurama.
I was watching that too.
Futurama's great.
It's so good. It's nice to put on. I put on the background when I'm working.
Yeah.
But I just haven't been able to watch too much TV. September is for my job. I have is just fucking busy.
Yeah.
But now it's not busy.
Yeah.
So now I can watch TV and work. But I work all day to my employer who's listening. I work all day long.
Very hard.
But yeah, Futurama seasons 1 through 5.
Yeah.
Season 2 is awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. I like the Santa robot episode.
That's a classic one.
I think season 1 when he drinks the Emperor on the water sun planet. So funny. Love that one.
And then it's like they elect him. He becomes king, and then the ceremony is like the next person has to like kill him or eat him or something like that. Yeah.
But then the guy's like in his stomach still.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's so good. I just watched one with Flexo.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And I know we talked about this, but they're making more episodes.
I know.
Futurama. I don't know if they're as good, but my buddies who watch it say they are good. Yeah. So,
yeah, that seems like a show that's been pretty consistently good. Basically, I took it as like, basically, that's when Matt Groening was like done with The Simpsons and was like, all right, I need to do something else.
Yeah.
And like Futurama is just like the passion project that he actually gives a shit about.
And then he kind of did it again with like The Enchantments or whatever.
The Disenchanted.
Yeah. Haven't seen any of that.
Yeah, me either.
It doesn't.
It all has the same like art style though.
Yeah,
like,
That's good. And then, yeah, maybe next time we could talk about the new Leo Scorsese movie.
Yeah.
Because I keep bringing it up. I think it looks sick. Like, yeah, I haven't seen a good movie trailer in a while.
Well, on Duds, we were talking about how there's like nothing in theaters right now.
Yeah, because the strike. Well, I'm not sure if that adds to it now, but I know they're pushing out.
It's like, It's like The Expendables 4, My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3.
Yeah. I can't believe they're making more Expendables. That's
they're going to make them till everyone's dead.
Yeah, I mean, I looked up, they're netting money. So yeah, it makes sense. Yeah. It is a business, but that must be for older people. Yeah. Like, I mean, Mission Impossible is supposed to be for older people a little bit, but I love it. I'm sucked on it. I'm sucked into it.
Because for the summer it was Barbie and Oppenheimer. And there hasn't been
I already forgot.
There hasn't been another movie like out since then that's kind of like the cultural zeitgeist. And I feel like Martin Scorsese has been in the press a lot lately, mostly because every time he does an interview, I think they ask him about Marvel and he's just like, it's kind of trash and bad.
Yeah.
And everyone gets mad at him.
But like, what is he supposed to say?
Yeah, exactly. He's like an 80-year-old, like, you know.
He's like a filmmaker.
Yeah.
You look at the trailer and you can see that they're actually using explosions. They're not using CGI and they're using...
it's like practical sets, practical effects.
Pyrotechnics and all that. Like, I love that. That's like, that's why those Peter Jackson Lord of the Rings movies are so sick with the camera tricks they do. And obviously, like a real set.
Yeah, the Lord of the Rings shit is cool because like the Hobbit house at the beginning, they have like, I don't know if it's called like forced perspective or what it is.
Yeah, where they have like a big old apple and a small chair, you know. Yeah, like,
so it's like it looks like Frodo is a tiny little guy and like Ian McKellen is like 8 foot tall.
Yeah, and it's just all very... craftsman.
Yeah,
it's a skill you can see, and the location scouts are putting more emphasis on it.
Did you see Mad Max Fury Road?
I have not, but I know it's really good.
That movie, and like George Miller, who directed it, is like, I think he's also close to or is in his 80s. I think he was close to his 80s when he directed it, but that movie is like 95% practical effects.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it's like he built huge ass vehicles with like spikes and guns. There's like a dude on a chain who's just shredding guitar that shoots flames out of it. And it's like most of that movie is practical effects with like very little bits of CGI like sprinkled in. It's like, that's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, no, it's impressive for the people making it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also impressive for the people watching it.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's cool for the software coders to see their lasers explode. They're like, my numbers added up.
I worked for 24 hours straight on this 30-second sequence.
Yeah. And it's weird. And this always gets me thinking too, because human civilization's only been around for like 8-10,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
Movies, popular music, accessible media has only been around for like 100 years.
Yeah.
What is shit gonna look like in 200,000 years? It's just gonna be like pulses of some sort of energy.
I mean, it's gonna be the Matrix. We're all gonna be in pods.
We might, dude. I don't, because like we could evolve. We're gonna like probably evolve our bodies where we don't. There's stuff we don't need. Like, we might not even have fucking elbows in 100,000 years. We're just gonna look completely different. But like, I don't know. That's scary to me. It's also like, what's the percentage of us living in this time now? Because it seems goated. I'm like, I can go play Starfield and go like beat up people with a like a knife, but like there's hundreds of thousands, millions of potential years in the future that we weren't. Isn't that bizarre?
It's
I just wish I was around for space travel. Like, I just want to go over to another galaxy or something. And
I think I'm scared of space. I think it'd be cool, but it's very scary.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me too much because there's not really much going on. There's no, I guess if you sprung a leak in the window, but it's not like you're going to like fall.
But
you could explode into jelly.
Yeah.
Like, or you could just miss your data point and just kind of go off into the infinite.
Yeah. Again, you'd be like that guy in 2001 that's just kind of like spinning away.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, it's cool to like, sci-fi is cool, but
yeah. Well, I mean, again, like that thing in Chicago with like the
bean,
the universe, and then this is like a cluster of galaxies, and then another cluster of galaxies, and it's just like, We're so tiny.
We're tiny. It could be simulation. There could be unlimited universes. There could be different dimensions. There could be different states of matter we don't know about.
This is the kind of shit you get called a witch for.
Yeah. See, if we, more weight.
There are multiverses. Put more rocks on him.
Yeah. Canceled him.
That's,
and you're just like,
that's what the Crucible is about.
Yeah, no, you're just under X's, like, community notes are just compounding that you're it just breaks your account and your neural link in your brain explodes.
I saw Goody Proctor being sus. Cancel her.
More cancel.
That seems like a good place to end.
Yeah, before we get on a high note. Too dumb with the universe.
This is a relaxed, like, this is, you're sitting in the living room and two dudes are just talking about shit.
We're talking about entertainment.
Yeah. Next week is
visual
is,
art.
Is yeah. is yeah. We'll do an album next week. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.